Chapter 3. What is your Ayurvedic physical and mental constitution? Ayurveda is not just about nutrition and herbology. It has a unique tool for diagnosis. Diagnosis of understanding the human constitution is different from person to person. Each one has a unique metabolic system. Maya Tiwari. In Ayurveda, one's physical and mental constitution is already predetermined at birth, and the qualities or dominances of the combination of one's tri-dosha, vita, pitta, kapha, are unique to every individual. A person's kapha sums up the water in his body and determines his flesh quality and secretions. His pitta, on the other hand, gives warmth to his body and transforms substances like plasma. Lastly, his vata determines energies and activities needed for a healthy balance of his doshas. However, it is inevitable that one humor is dominant than the others. This dominance marks one's uniqueness in terms of disposition and physical appearance. From an Ayurvedic perspective, optimum health may be achieved by first knowing by heart one's natural constitution, in order to know the first step in any treatment. One's predominant humor greatly reflects the qualities and makeup of an individual. The belief is that most diseases arise from the predominant biological humor of an individual. In general, having knowledge of this and knowing how and what to balance is the main key in optimizing one's health. This process gives Ayurveda the ability to prevent disease, maintain health, and maximize lifespan. How does one determine his constitutional type? Below is a sample chart regarding simple observations one can look out for in order to give an idea on is what to look for when determining his constitution. It is a self-assessment checklist that aims to give individuals an idea on what their dominant humor is. It is recommended that one answers the same checklist twice. The second instance, ideally with a close friend, relative, or significant other, in order to make sure that a thing or an observation is never missed. Please observe the chart below. The Vata Constitution. Individuals of Vata Constitution are generally considered to be physically underdeveloped. They are usually light, with flexible, small-frame bodies, and with chests that are flat, making their tendons and veins visible. Individuals under this constitution tend to have less stamina and strength than the other types. Vatas generally have dry and rough skin and cold hands and feet. This is so because of poor circulation. They also have the tendency to experience indigestion and crave for sweet, sour, and salty taste and hot drinks. They also perspire much less than the other types. Their production of sweat and urine is scant. Even their feces is dry and hard. Vatas always seem to be in a rush. They dislike the idea of sitting for long hours and prefer constant activity. Psychologically, Vatas are gifted with quick-mindedness, creativity, and excellent imagination. They also have the tendency to talk a lot, and generally have a quite loving and sweet personality. Fear is the most prominent manifestation of imbalance in Vatas. This is the reason why they are also susceptible to anxiety attacks, nervousness, and loneliness. To help maintain balance in Vata constitution, the following are advised. Dress warmly. Avoid cold food. Avoid raw food. Keep a routine, daily habit. Try to stay calm. Be aware of impulsiveness. Try to stay away from extreme cold temperatures. The Pitta constitution. Pitta individuals also have the tendency to have flat chests, but unlike Vatas, their veins and tendons have a medium prominence. They usually have a slender build and their body frame seems delicate to look at, but their bones are not as prominent like the Vatas. Their bones are not as underdeveloped as the Vatas. They tend to have a lot of moles and freckles, which are brownish or reddish in color. The Pitta complexion is usually fair, reddish, or coppery, while their skin is soft and warm to the touch. Physiologically, pitas have a strong metabolism. As a result, they have a good appetite and good digestion, and they tend to eat and drink a lot. Pitas also have the tendency to perspire a lot, making their body temperature slightly higher, making their hands and feet warm. Physiologically, pitas tend to have diseases related to the fire element or heat. Inflammation, colitis, heartburn, jaundice, and sore throats, and itis-related diseases are examples of manifestations of imbalance in a pitta constitution. Psychologically, pitta individuals are gifted with good concentration and comprehension. They are generally considered intellects with good logical thinking and sharp memories. Pittas are good speakers, great leaders, and have a great capacity for organizing. As a matter of fact, they also have a lot of charisma that attracts people, which turns them to professions like politicians, lawyers, doctors, and other noble professions. During an imbalance, pittas have the tendency to criticize, judge, and to be perfectionists. This is why pitta individuals tend to have moderate lifespans, because they burn their life energy through mental activity. To help maintain the balance in the pitta constitution, the following are recommended. Preferring cooling, bland, or non-spicy food. Drinking cool drinks but not overly iced. Avoiding too much salty and oily food. Exercising during the cooler part of the day. The kappa constitution. The kappa individual, unlike the other two previously discussed constitutions, is blessed with a developed, strong, and healthy body. Their chests are prominent, well-developed, and have strong muscles. Their body frame is large, due to the dominance of earth and water elements in their constitution, so they tend to be mostly healthy and strong. Kappas also have strong white teeth and hair that is soft, lustrous, and thick. Although their metabolism is not as fast as the pittas, kappas can go on with their day while skipping their meals. But because of their slow metabolic rate, kappas tend to have longer lifespan. They also prefer sweets and salty tastes. Psychologically, kappas tend to feel heavy and foggy in the mornings, for they are midday people. Kappas tend to move a bit slow and are often lethargic. They move slow-paced, and their speech pattern is monotonous. When there is imbalance, obesity, diabetes, water retention are the manifestations. But when there is balance, kappas are caring, compassionate, patient, and tolerant. To maintain balance in the kappa constitution, the following are recommended. Prefer dry and light food. Avoid heavy food. Keep active and get plenty of exercise. Avoid dairy. Keep routine.